Today, we flip a switch and use electricity to run most conveniences around our homes and businesses. However, before the days of electricity, this power source was one of the most important in early America. We turn on some early power on today's edition of The American Countryside.
Find your next piece of machinery with the most trusted name in farm equipment. MachineryPete.com has more than 100,000 pieces of machinery listed for sale from thousands of dealers across the country. It's the fastest site to find and value your next piece of used equipment. Shop with the most trusted name in farm equipment at MachineryPete.com.
There's a race going on in the ag tech sector, a race to unlock the true power of technology for America's farmers. And now the most trusted voice in agriculture invites you to unlock the power of ag tech. Join Farm Journal Media for the first ever Ag Tech Expo coming to Indianapolis December 11th through the 13th. It's your chance to sort through what's new, what's possible, and what will work best for your operation. Register now for the Farm Journal Ag Tech Expo December 11th through the 13th in Indianapolis at farmjournalagtech.com. That's farmjournalagtech.com.
In the 1830s, construction began on the Whitewater Canal, a waterway that by the 1850s linked central Indiana with the Ohio River near Cincinnati. The canal transported people and goods, but the water flowing down the canal but was also an important source of power.
The grist mills and all the different mills, they were there originally because water power, a nice way of using that power to build things.
Here in Metamora, Indiana, Jay Dishman not only helps oversee one of the old sections of the canal, but a grist mill that got its power from the canal turning the adjacent water wheel. By the Civil War, though, the railroads could ship goods quicker than this inland waterway.
Later on, after it was not being used for transportation purposes, the railroad bought the properties because they had a ready-made rail path on the towpath to go to Cincinnati. They continued that tradition on for many, many years afterward because the mills were a cheap power source.
And the mills did remain well into the 20th century. Today, you can come here and see what the canal would have looked like in its heyday in the 1850s and see a working grist mill that dates to the turn of the last century.
You'll see two horses that will actually pull the boat, the Ben Franklin III, up and down the canal. You're going to go through the only covered bridge aqueduct in the United States. It's an American Civil Engineering landmark.
And that landmark is truly something to see, a covered bridge that takes the canal over a large creek bed.
It's really going to be nifty to see because you're floating through a covered bridge. Most of the time you walk through it or you drive through a covered bridge, you're floating through it because it's a bridge for water over another body of water.
In just 76 miles, the canal drops almost 500 feet. That required 75 locks and several dams and the unique covered canal bridge that spans the actual stream bed. The canal itself was quite a feat of engineering. What you see at this state historic site truly shows how important this route was to early settlers. Traveling the countryside in Metamora, Indiana, I'm Andrew McCray.